Hey everyone, this is Dolly from Shadows Paranormal. We're located here in Biloxi, Mississippi, and we just kind of want to update you on some of the things that have been happening. On August the 1st, we started a brand new case in Jasper County. The house is from the 1800s and was once a doctor's office. There's a lot of history involved with the house and the land. And the homeowners were experiencing electrical malfunctions. They would see shadows. They'd hear noises. They had a child who would come to visit, and he said something was pulling his hair, and he was actually scared to come back. One night, the female homeowner heard like a rally noise, and there were some pictures hanging up in their hallway, and only one picture was rally, and the rest weren't, so she couldn't really explain that. She called us, and we arrived that Saturday morning, and as soon as we get there, I'm in the dining room. I see what appears to be a female apparition wearing a long type gown just out of the corner of my eye, but it was real quick. We did get an EMF spike a couple of times that we couldn't explain. One was in the stairwell, and it was a pretty high one. At one point, Susan and I had gone outside. We were taking pictures and stuff, and we took a picture of the second story part of the house. And in one of the windows, you see like this white thing. We couldn't figure out what it was, and we took numerous other pictures from the same angle, etc., and we couldn't duplicate that picture for nothing. And then we're walking down the driveway, and we're looking at rocks and stuff. And I know that sounds kind of weird, but that comes into play later. During the night, at one point we were talking to the homeowner, and she was telling us that she'd like to donate a printer to our group. And all of a sudden, we hear this loud crashing noise. And half the team's downstairs looking around, the other half is upstairs. And it turns out the printer the homeowner had just been discussing with us was now on the floor. And the way it was situated on the shelf, it shouldn't have fallen. And when we review the evidence, we hear almost like a dragging noise. And then you hear the printer go crashing down. So we're not sure what happened with the printer. Next morning we go to leave, and the reason why I had brought the rocks up to you earlier, there was one of these rocks was just sitting on the car. And we don't know how that happened. We don't know if it's paranormal, total coincidence, or we thought it was just kind of interesting. They don't have any neighbors or nothing nearby, so we don't know how the rock ended up on the car. We have a lot of evidence to go through. We have a couple possible EVPs, but they're extremely faint. Not probably put them on the website. The homeowner was nice enough to give us permission to put the one picture on the website. We're just going to have to cut it down so you don't recognize the house or nothing, just to kind of protect her privacy. Like I said, we're still going through the audio. On August the 7th, we went back to our Harrison County case. Now, this is the case that's had all the nasty messages in the mirror, and they've had the priest out twice to bless the house, and the next morning it would be like an F you in the mirror. The first time we came out, the stereo did come on by itself, but it was on a timer, so we were able to explain that one. The second time we came out, the stereo again came on. It wasn't on a timer this time, but we didn't know where the remote control was. No one could find it. So I can't count that as paranormal because there's that little doubt. Did someone maybe sit on the remote control or something? We just don't know. So I'm not going to say it's 100% paranormal. And that, we really didn't get anything. The homeowner had contacted us saying things were getting bad again. So we went out and saged the house on a weeknight. And she said the next morning, all the kitchen cabinets were open. Our business card was tore up on the floor. Then it was quiet for a few days, and they came home one night. Their computer, which had been turned off, was now turned on and open to our website. And I believe it was the very next day she contacted us. Someone had carved 666 in a pentagram in their bedroom door. So we arranged to go back on August the 7th, and we asked that this time the homeowners not be present. So my case manager had picked up the key, and we arrived at the house. Right off the bat, we noticed something weird. All the bedroom doors and bathroom doors were shut and locked. And we're like, how are we supposed to investigate if everything's locked? So I called the homeowner, and she assured us they had left everything open. But she said that happens a lot, so she told us how to get into all the doors, and we did that, set the equipment up. We had nothing happen. No EMF spikes, no noises, absolutely nothing happened. The stereo didn't come on again. We did, however, examine the 666. It's at the top of the door, and it looks like someone took a knife and carved it. You can see hesitation marks and stuff. The so-called pentagram was on the bottom part of the same door, again carved with the knife and the hesitation marks, but it's not a pentagram. We're not sure what it's supposed to be. One of our investigators says it does look like the Star Trek emblem, so we're not sure what that was all about. I did want to try and duplicate the messages on the mirror, since that seemed to be one of their biggest complaints. I had seen the pictures, and I was able to use something I found in the bathroom on the sink to actually make the messages in the mirror look the same. Now, please don't think I'm saying that's what happened. I don't know, but it's a possibility. Maybe someone's messing with this family. I'm not sure what's going on with that. But they did say that the messages wouldn't disappear for days. And I didn't want to leave a message on the mirror and the homeowners come back and freak out thinking, you know, the spirit or someone had done it. So I went ahead and washed everything off. So that's just one of those things we're just not too sure about. We have reviewed the pictures. There was nothing there. We've reviewed most of the audio, and so far there's been absolutely nothing. We did resage the house, and so far the family says it's been really quiet, so hopefully that'll keep things nice and calm for a while. We had received a call about our George County case. We were supposed to go there on August the 15th, just to kind of remind you about that one. The homeowner had And their children had seen a male apparition one time. The kids said he was carrying like a machete. And they seen him walking through the house. It seems to go after the male homeowner a lot. He's been scratched and hit, etc. We went there the first night. We didn't get nothing whatsoever. We went there the second night. The only thing we captured was some pictures we couldn't explain in one of the kids' room. It's like a mist. Sometimes it's on the left side. Sometimes it's on the right side. Sometimes it covered the whole picture. Sometimes it wasn't in the picture. Just kind of like moved around. So it's one of those things we never really could explain. There was no drastic temperature changes or anything that would maybe make the camera lens fog up. So we're not sure what happened with that. Things were quiet at first, but then she was telling me that furniture was being moved, just a lot of things going on. So the female homeowner decided to try and go ahead and bless the house, which is something we don't recommend you do. She was trying to bless the house, and the husband was standing in the doorway. She said all of a sudden he just like disappeared, and she went to go check on him. While he was standing in the doorway, something had just jerked him from behind, and he was laying on the ground. He'd been yanked down the steps and was laying on the ground. And they called us. They were extremely upset. We went by the next morning on our way to Webster County. We went ahead and saged the house. And the house has been so quiet, we didn't even go investigate on the 15th. We decided just to kind of leave things alone. We're going to keep a close eye on that family, though. So anyway, we arrived down at Webster County on the night of August the 8th. Just to kind of remind you on that house, we've been working on it off and on for over a year. Unfortunately, there's no quick fix for these things. Their daughter, she was in her room, and she'd be yanked by her hair and pulled down to the ground. A lot of bad things were going on. One time we were there, and we were sitting on the bed, and something kicked the bed really hard. And you did just get this feeling that something was mad and didn't want you in the house. The only evidence we actually recorded as far as EVPs was of a female and a small child, and they were not threatening whatsoever in the EVPs. We did go ahead and have the house blessed, and things were quiet for a couple months. We re-blessed the house, and this time it didn't seem to work. The house did not have that bad feeling like it did before. You still get the feeling of being watched, but just not that total, like before, it was like a total evilness. We did investigate most of the night, left equipment running all night long. We had a few things happen. I was sitting in the daughter's room, and you could feel the bed just kind of like shaking a little bit. Kind of reminds me of like if a child's sitting on the side of the bed and they're kicking their legs against the bed, how that moves. It wasn't nothing mean or violent. An interesting thing, same time that happened, we had an extremely high EMF spike right next to me on the bed. But we're still reviewing all that evidence. We did go ahead and sage the house, and we showed the homeowner how to do it too. So hopefully that'll kind of keep things calmed down. And we got a lot of evidence to go through, so just keep checking for updates on that. That was for Webster County. This past Friday night, we started a brand new case in Harrison County. The homeowners had contacted us. They're not afraid whatsoever. They're just more curious. Their pet acts funny. Electrical appliances act funny. They see shadows and apparitions, and they just want to know what's going on. We had a few things happen while we were there. Some of my investigators seen a shadow dart real quick out of the corner of their eye. And then one of my investigators, Miss Irene, was actually hugged by something. We have a lot of evidence to go through on that, so we'll keep you posted on that case. August the 22nd and 23rd, we didn't schedule any investigations because we have our fundraisers going on. We have a trip for Tennessee coming up, and we need money for hotels and gas, and etc. It's a 3-day case. We're also going to help their neighbors while we're up there. They had a local group come in, and apparently it messed things up. So we need to get up there as quick as we can. So anyway, we'll be having the fundraiser over by the Coliseum. You'll see the Coke truck parked on the road between Jeff Davis' home and the Coliseum. And you can buy your favorite Coke products, 24 bottles for $13. And also, anyone who comes by and buy the Coke products, just ask to enter to win for a free pair of tickets for our expo. We'll have a drawing for that every month at our fundraiser. And we're also selling our t-shirts. You can go online to get information about that. One thing I did want to mention on our expo, as most of you know, it's May 15th and 16th of next year. We did add a new guest speaker. I actually met this lady at her Pensacola convention back in March, where Chip Coffee was. Now, her name is Erica. She's a real nice lady, but she'll be a guest speaker now. You can go to our website for more information on her. One thing we like to try and do is help the Gulfport Humane Society. As most of you know, we were hit hard by Hurricane Katrina, and they've had a huge amount of animals brought in recently, too, because the economy is so bad, people just can't take care of their pets, and they're having to turn them in. So what we do, we don't collect money and stuff for them. We collect actual things they need, such as bleach, garbage bags, cat litter, dog food, things like that. So if you come to our expo, for every donation that you bring, we will give you an entry form, and you can enter to win some great prizes. We've had a local artist donate some artwork. We had a lady donate a book she just wrote. We had a psychic lady donate a psychic reading. We had a photographer donate a family portrait sitting. A local band named Southern Touch, who I actually work with one of their guys, they donated their brand new CD that just came out. And something we're all really, really excited about. Most of us are huge Dean Koontz fan. I don't know if you're familiar with him. He's similar to like Stephen King and stuff. He's had a bunch of bestsellers. But anyway, he autographed and sent us a hardback copy of his book, Odd Hours. So that's one of the prizes you can take a chance and win. All you have to do, like I said, is bring something for the Humane Society. It's for a good cause, and you're helping them out. And don't forget, we'll be doing a blood drive too at the expo. That's so important. There's a huge shortage on blood, and there's free health screenings too, so make sure you take advantage of that. But that's not until May of next year. You can check our expo link on our site for information on that. But anyway, that's what's been going on. Just keep checking our site. We'll update the investigations evidence as quick as we get them. We are booked solid for September already. We're even doing some investigations with the media. We got some exciting news coming up with the media and stuff, and we'll keep you posted on that. So everybody have a great week. Thanks.